This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chip Buchanan and the Morning Zoo.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
Keep in mind, Spence went to the Golden Knights game last night. He was out late, didn't study a whole bunch.
Oh, okay.
Could be your day. Or did you not understand the significance of that?
I didn't know if you asked him if he did get a chance to study at all. Because sometimes he tries, but then he like falls asleep or something.
Let me tell you a little secret.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law had surgery yesterday, too. She broke her hip.
Yes.
So I rushed through these questions.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Yeah, because I had to get to the hospital.
Yeah.
And I try to wait. I try to wait till at least like 3 o'clock. You know what I mean? I could ride them at noon.
Yeah.
That kind of sucks. So I try to wait. 3 o'clock is my, I won't ride them before 3.
Okay. Yeah.
But I rode them, like, it was 3:01. I'm writing question list. So this could be very interesting.
Yeah.
David the Show Killer, who's our contestant, please?
Jessica Sasso from Cold Creek.
I
know, that's what I
Where's
said.
Where's Cold Creek?
It's past Mount Charleston.
I've lived here for a minute. Cold?
I'm a native, and we found out about it a couple years ago. We've been living there for 2 years.
God bless you. Do you drive into town every day to go to work?
Every day.
Man, how long's that commute?
It's about 40 miles.
Oh, so it takes you like around an hour, 45 minutes to an hour?
It's worth it. We have about 15 degrees cooler than Vegas, so
it sounds
nice
lovely
up there.
Yeah, dude, and that's like people in a real city.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Huh. 5 questions, 30 seconds, pop culture ripped from the headlines. We don't say pass on this. Sorry about that. We don't say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you going to Cooter today?
Not today.
Not yet.
Not today.
No way. Not when you're making the trip all the way from Cold Freaking Creek.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not going to Cooter.
She needs that $1,323 to pay for all that gas.
Yeah.
Very true.
Right. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. Some dudes that have a sports website and podcast have scored themselves a late night talk show on ESPN2. Which ESPN personality is quite publicly not happy about that?
Jim Bob Cooter.
After splitting with his fiance, who is Robert Pattinson supposedly super tight with these days?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Who reportedly turned down the role of Feather Duster in the live-action Beauty and the Beast because the role wasn't big enough?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Who has a new YouTube documentary about them called Simply Complicated? Say it again. Just say it.
Please.
Say it again.
PewDiePie.
What? Which NFL? Oh no, I got you. Which NFL team apologized to their local military leaders after demonstrating last month during the national anthem?
What?
Jaguars.
Who is that other person that's answering now?
My daughter.
Oh, you should have had her play.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Y'all got 4. Y'all got 4. You're good.
Got it.
Okay. Jessica drives all the way from Cold Creek.
Where's
past,
that?
Past Mount Charleston.
Oh, really?
Oh, right.
Doesn't it sound lovely, though?
Yeah, it's awesome. She's like 15 minutes cooler, or 15 degrees cooler than Vegas, and she drives about an hour every day.
Wow, which I didn't know we had that.
Which I says like a real city. You know what I mean? A lot of people, their commute time's that long.
Yeah.
And then she had her daughter sub in. She triple cootered and then had her daughter sub in for the last two, which is kind of great. I don't believe we've ever had the triple cooter tag me in combination.
Interesting. More importantly, how much you get?
You'll need 2 to keep the money safe.
Jeez.
Why is that bad news?
Because I was out late. I was at a hockey game all night. I didn't really study.
Same five questions. Well, you know what? Priorities, bro. Same five questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one, and here we go. Some dudes that have a sports website and podcast scored a late-night talk show on ESPN2. Which ESPN personality is quite publicly not happy about that?
Scott Van Pelt.
After splitting with his fiance, who is Robert Pattinson supposedly super tight with these days?
Katy Perry.
Who reportedly turned down the role of Feather Duster in the live-action Beauty and the Beast because the role wasn't big enough?
Christian Bale.
Who has a new YouTube documentary about them called Simply Complicated?
Demi Lovato.
And which NFL team apologized to their local military leaders after demonstrating last month during the national anthem?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Holy cow, Nina.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's challenge, yeah.
God, he needed two, and I can't remember one of his answers. This is going to be close. This is going to be
I don't know where you're getting your stuff
tight.
Lately. The last 2 days, I haven't seen any of this stuff.
Okay, I'll tell you the story that I told everybody else. You went to the hockey game. I had a mother-in-law that was in surgery, so I'm rushing through. Literally, my wife is going, they're taking her down to the OR now. Okay, she just went into surgery. I'm like, I refuse to write questions before 3 o'clock.
Okay.
I refuse, because I don't think that's fair. For whatever reason, that my right or wrong thing says anything before 3 o'clock is no good. But at 3:01, I was writing these, and I rushed through it. I wrote them straight. I mean, like, I didn't dig at all. It was just straight off the surface. So let's see how we did. Things got a lot more interesting, Jessica.
Oh, boy.
Some dudes that have a sports website and podcast scored a late-night talk show on ESPN2. Which ESPN personality is very publicly not happy about that? Jessica said...
Jim Bob Cooter.
Jim Bob Cooter, famous ESPN personality. Spence said...
Scott Van Pelt.
You know the answer to this one, don't you?
Samantha Ponder.
Yeah, because she's married to your boy.
My boy Christian Ponder. The only reason Christian Ponder went to Florida State, for all of you, and I went
So you're all about it.
The same time.
Yeah, it's Samantha Ponder.
Oh, all right.
These guys, Barstool Sports, just got a new show on ESPN2, and they had been really hardcore on her just not even 2 years ago.
Huh.
Sexist, misogynist, rude. I hate these guys because Samantha Ponder's an angel.
Okay.
Remember, she came here and did the Las Vegas Bowl a couple years ago. We got a selfie. She's an angel. These guys are jerks.
We got a selfie.
We sure did. Actually, she was the one that I started that bit because I said everybody's jealous because I got a selfie with Samantha Ponder. The room exploded, and I went, ooh, I'm onto something. All right, no points. After splitting with his fiance, who's Robert Pattinson supposedly super tight with these days? Jessica said?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Really tight with Jim Bob Cooter.
Cool. Lions fan.
Helping him get through it. Spence it.
Katy Perry.
Kuyakasha. Katy Perry.
Thank you.
That may have been the difference maker.
By the way, really messed up that because Katy Perry was really good friends with them as a couple, and now he's like leaning on her, and I guess they've always been flirty even when he was with FKA Twigs, which is just, it's really screwed up.
Yeah, but see, she supposedly was his friend first anyway.
Oh, okay.
So, and they're not saying they're together.
Yeah, because
they FaceTime and tweet.
Yeah, but if you're Robert Pattinson, why would you? You know, please.
You already know she likes guys with British accents. Come on.
Who reportedly turned down the role of Feather Duster in the live action Beauty and the Beast because the role was not big enough? Jessica said.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Guy just, I don't know what he's thinking.
No.
Spence said.
Christian Bale.
Why is that funny?
Because the Feather Duster is a woman's role.
Yeah.
Oh, who knew?
He's a really good actor.
Oh, yeah, it's true. He's a method actor.
Did you know this one?
Yeah, Beyonce.
Yeah, it's Beyonce.
Oh, there's no small roles, only small actors. Beyonce.
Beyonce. Who has a new... By the way, Spence 1, Jessica 0.
Good.
Down the stretch they come. And we know that Jessica got 1.
Yeah.
Who has a new YouTube documentary about them called Simply Complicated? Jessica said.
PewDiePie.
I tried to talk her into saying Jim Bob Cooter again, but her daughter tapped in and said PewDiePie. Spence said.
Demi Lovato.
Booyah!
Impressive.
Wow. Which NFL team apologized to their local military leaders after demonstrating last month during National Anthem? Jessica said?
Jaguars.
Spence said?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Jacksonville Jaguars, but just by the skin of his teeth, just by the hair on his chinny chin chin, Spence got one and two. And go Knights, go.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
Doesn't matter by how many. Just needed enough.
Awful.
And for Jessica.
So you get nothing.
Nothing.
You lose.
Lose.
Good day, sir.
What?
Yeah, Jim.
Kayla, what? Hang on, what?
In
Kayla,
the last
what?
Four times that Spence has played Spence's challenge, he's only gotten two in three out of the last four times. He's only had two questions in the last three out of four times.
I'd jump up and catch him because he obviously is slipping. I'm sorry. Now go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Jessica?
Yes.
You have been dismissed.
Thank you.
Drive careful. Thank you so much for playing. I don't know why I have so much. I have extra respect and admiration because you're making the drive so far every day.
Hold creek.
I guess I'm figuring that we might get some extra listening out of you. So that's good.
Thank you, guys. Have a great morning.
Thank you. Because most people only go like 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're driving an hour. That might pay off for us one day.
Right.
I don't know.
Hold tight.
We'll throw another $25 into the Terrible Herb Spence's Challenge jackpot. The double math major and, well, not classmate, but went to the same school as the aforementioned Christian Pond.
At the same time, man.
Oh, you were a classmate.
We were. He's only like 2 years older than me.
Oh, so yeah, the same. She's the head of finance. For finance and mathematics, for Champion in the Morning Zoo. I just blanked out right there. Her name is Kayla Jo Walker. What's the new total?
It is $348. You get that if you can tie him, and it's actually a $1,000 bonus if you can beat him.
Win for Spence, win for America.
God bless America.
Win for Spence, win for P1s everywhere.
Like at GBR, Citrus Gardens. Hello.
Jet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo, 98.5 KLUC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.